You're listening to SBS News.
Concerns are growing over the United Kingdom and South Africa, where two new variants of COVID-19 have been discovered. Scientists believe the new variants are spreading faster than existing ones and could be behind a recent surge in infections recorded by both countries. Cases rose in England during the November lockdown and more than doubled in the past week, with officials reporting the variant is up to 70% more transmissible. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says that travellers have now brought the South African variant to the UK.
This new variant is highly concerning because it is yet more transmissible and it appears to have mutated further than the new variant that's been discovered in the UK. We've taken the following action. First, we are quarantining cases and close contacts of cases found here in the UK. Second, we're placing immediate restrictions on travel from South Africa.
New variants of a disease occur when a virus mutates, that is, when small mistakes are made in its genetic code as the virus replicates over time. Coronaviruses are relatively stable and don't mutate as rapidly as other viruses, such as influenza. The UK variant of COVID-19 has 23 changes in its genetic code, while the South African version also shows several different mutations. Chief scientist at the World Health Organization, Soumya Swaminathan, says the virus accumulates a couple of mutations every month.
So what the virus tries to do is to make itself more transmissible, but less lethal, so that it can keep propagating itself. And the times when it really mutates or it gets an opportunity to change is when there's a high load of the virus in the population. So there are lots of viruses multiplying, and these changes are more likely to occur.
There's currently no evidence to suggest the latest variants cause more severe disease than previous ones. Scientists believe the mutated virus may bind to the receptors in human cells more efficiently and cause infection more easily. Epidemiologist Professor Peter Horby from Oxford University says it's still not clear why the virus seems to spread at a faster rate.
It could be because the virus replicates faster, and so you get higher viral loads, which means you're more infectious. It could be that there's a shorter time between infection and illness or being exposed and being infectious. And if that time frame shortens, then you get quicker transmission.
Australia's chief health decision-making body, the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, says it is monitoring the situation. In a statement, the AHPPC says it has no current concerns for spread of this variant in Australia. The UK variant has already been detected in New South Wales and Victoria, with returned travellers testing positive in hotel quarantine. An infectious disease expert at the University of New South Wales, Professor Raina McIntyre, warns the virus could escape into the community.
We have to be really careful. You know, everything that's come into Australia has come in through the international borders. So if this is a dominant strain in the UK, we're going to be at risk of that strain being imported into Australia. The strain also seems to be more transmissible in children and more likely to cause infection disease in children. So that might change the whole landscape in terms of school closures and the safety of keeping schools open. And all of that needs to be considered.
Professor McIntyre says it's possible a new strain of coronavirus could emerge in Australia if there are high rates of community transmission. She's calling for Australians to be inoculated sooner, ahead of the planned rollout of the Pfizer-BioNTech, AstraZeneca and Novavax shots in March. Professor McIntyre is urging the government to secure more doses amid fears current vaccines may be ineffective against the mutations.
The mRNA vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, are much less likely to be resistant to this mutation than other vaccines made using more traditional methods. that's another reason why we really do need to diversify our vaccine stockpile. It's not enough to just have lots of the AstraZeneca vaccine, a little bit of the Pfizer vaccine and some Novavax. You know, we need to diversify. We need to be making deals with lots of different companies.
BioNTech and Moderna expect their vaccines are likely to be protective against the new variants. Director General of the International Vaccine Institute, Jerome Kim, says more tests need to be done to understand the virus.
Our best guess right now is, without having actually done the tests, it's likely that this virus will be inactivated or neutralized by the vaccine-induced immune responses. But at this point, we still don't know. And I think a number of labs around the world are working to try to determine whether vaccine will continue to work against this virus.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.